things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. You better look and be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. But I tell you, folks, these people listen to these preachers where they have destroyed the foundations, and they swept away the old guideposts and beacons and landmarks that mark that straight and narrow way. They don't even know the straight and narrow way. There's a big old broad place, a broad road, greasy grace, black and white, all run together, right and wrong. And you tell them this is wrong, or you're judging. Our preacher said it don't matter. Who gives a hoot what old Kenneth Copeland or any rest of them preachers say in teaching their old dissertations on some old polemics or something or another they call it? Get in there, got to have a seminar. I got exegesis here I got to teach you. So who in the world knows what all them polemics and exegesis and mess is? They need exegesis, all right. They need execution. This country is absolutely being flooded with this stinking humanistic values. It's got into the pulpits, into the preachers, into the churches. Now, what is humanism? It's the same old mess that's getting in our pulpits today. It's not totally there yet in the preachers necessarily, but it's infiltrating us, and they're turning to being one of these fools like the rest of the humanists are, a libertine. They're first a libertine. See, they deny the existence of God, the deity of God, the inspiration of the Bible, the divinity of Jesus Christ. What's the difference in denying the inspiration of this Bible than to take it and twist it or paraphrase it until it has no power to transform you into the image of Christ? You have destroyed the foundation when you take the Bible and twist it or paraphrase it till it doesn't mean what it says anymore, or give the Greek and the Hebrew. You might as well be a totally humanist or one of them humanism guys. Deny the deity of God. Deny the inspiration of the Bible and the divinity of Jesus Christ. They're preaching another Jesus. They're preaching another gospel. And they're receiving another spirit and giving those spirits out to people that are seducing spirits. They deny the existence of the soul, life after death, salvation, heaven, damnation, and hell. They deny the biblical creation account of the creation according to the book of Genesis. They believe there's no absolutes, no right or wrong, and the moral values are self-determined and situational. That's where the preachers have already accepted the humanistic philosophy. And you know many of these, these details here of humanism, they're what they consider the Humanist Manifesto. This is from the Humanist Manifesto, number 1 and 2. This is a condensation of it. They've accepted many of these beliefs that they have. They certainly believe that. They don't believe anymore in the distinctive role of the male and female. Put the women's taking over. Preaching, they're carrying on. God damn mercy, what a mess. Taking over everything. They don't believe that it's wrong to have sex between any consenting adults, regardless of age, including premarital sex, homosexuality, and incest. Incest is a result of this stinking humanistic philosophy in the pulpits today. Humanism has invaded the pulpits, and premarital sex, homosexuality, and incest has resulted tremendously from this invasion. They believe in the right to abortion. But these preachers believe that. God have mercy. Euthanasia, mercy killing, and suicide. They'll tell you plain, if you commit suicide, you're still saved, if you were saved. There ain't no such a thing. They believe in equal distribution of America's wealth in order to reduce poverty and bring about equality. They believe in the control of the environment and limitation of energy. They believe in the removal of American patriotism and remove the free enterprise system, disarm, and the creation of a one-world socialistic government. And our personal and religious freedom is on the line with these humanistic values. The humanism was declared by the United States Supreme Court to be a religion. And it don't have Sunday schools and churches yet, but it's effective Monday through Friday in the public schools. And The Constitution requires separation of church and state, including any religious teaching in school, but still humanism prevails. How does it prevail? Well, we pay for it to get into our public educational system, and it prevails because these people have invaded our schools through a disguise, and the extent of humanism in school requires many times some detective work on our part. The terms of designation that they use in our public schools are constantly changing. Many times they call it values education, valuing skills, values clarification, self-awareness, decision-making, self-acceptance, interpersonal relation skills, and so forth, through films, textbooks, and library books. But often humanism doesn't have the opportunity to openly operate in our public schools. But the teachers out of these universities have been taught and trained with our tax dollars to be effective change agents and to sneak humanism into the classroom. And they're encouraged to be models for desired behavioral changes. And fortunately, some of our schools and teachers are resisting this thrust of humanism. Somehow, though, most schools, they're rushing forward to create a new social order through our children, teaching them these humanistic values. The children today are the design of the humanists. They're earmarked to get their attention completely in the school. And they're changing their conscience. They're slowly remolding the conscience of our kids until ultimately he recognizes no need for God nor for parental values. Parents to the children in today's school system are portrayed as being unloving, uncaring, and inadequate. And slowly, our child in the public school is conditioned to view his parents with distrust and disrespect, and alienation often results, and also serious emotional, moral, and spiritual problems occur as a result of this stupid, ungodly, atheistic teaching that's creeping over this nation through the school system and now into the pulpits. And another great, as I mentioned here, homosexuality is on the increase in America. And this is taken from the Congressional Record, February the 15th, 1987. It's right up to date, and it's from a homosexual manifesto. And their objectives, I want to read you here a condensation of what the homosexuals are setting out to do to change America and destroy the churches and the homes. All right? This essay is, as one of the congressmen who wrote this, is an outrage. It's a madness. It's a tragic, cruel fantasy, an eruption of inner rage on how the oppressed desperately dream of being the oppressor. And here is their manifesto. We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and vulgar lies. We shall seduce them in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater, in your bathrooms, in your army bunkhouses, in your trunk stops, in all male clubs and the houses of Congress, wherever men are gathered together with men. Your sons shall become our minions and do our bidding. They shall be recast in our image. They will come to crave and adore us. Women shall, you cry for freedom. You say you no longer are satisfied with men. They make you unhappy. We, connoisseurs of the masculine face, the masculine physique, shall take your men from you. This is a threat from a manifesto of the communist organization in America. And this comes from the Congressional Record last year. We will amuse them. We will instruct them. We will embrace them when they weep. Women, you say you wish to live with each other instead of with men. Then go and live with each other. We'll give your men pleasures they've never known because we're foremost men too. And only one man knows how to truly please another man. Only one man can understand with depth and feeling the mind and body of another man. That's sick. All laws banning homosexual activity will be revoked. Instead, legislation shall be passed which engenders love between men. All homosexuals must stand together as brothers We must be united artistically, philosophically, socially, politically, financially. We will triumph only when we present a common face to the vicious heterosexual enemy. If you dare to cry faggot, fairy,